In today's video, I'm going to share a mindset shift that can help you as a high performer to feel a little bit less alone. So if you're somebody who is watching this video, you're likely a high performer in sales. Maybe you're in entrepreneurship. Maybe you're in trading. And these are competitive, stressful environments. These are environments where you need to show up every single day to get results. And there are days when you don't get the results that you want. And sometimes it can just feel like an absolute grind. I know exactly how you feel because that's how I feel as an entrepreneur on some days. And I've been feeling this recently where it just feels like it's a grind. It feels like it's something that I have to push for and strive for. And typically when I feel that way, I come back to a quote by Teddy Roosevelt, which you may be familiar with. It's called the Man in the Arena quote. I believe it comes from the Citizens of the Republic, but this is a quote that has kind of been popularized by big athletes like LeBron James and Tom Brady, I believe, has referenced this one as well. But I want to read this to you and have you think about yourself as that man in the arena. So here it is. So it is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end of the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Theodore Roosevelt. And I don't know, as I read that, if you feel like you are that man in the arena, like your face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, and you're just valiantly putting yourself into your profession. Sometimes it can feel like you are just like in the arena and you're the only person in there. I know this because a lot of my clients are traders, and they've just told me that it almost is like really helpful to have somebody like me just be in their corner, talking about their routines, talking about their performance, talking about their mindset on a daily basis, because a lot of times you just feel like you're alone. And so that's why I wanted to share this video. This quote is one that I come back to when I'm in that low. And it just kind of reminds me, all right, yes, I am like the man in the arena, and I'm happy that I'm here. I'm grateful that I'm here, because I would rather be in the arena than in the stands and never really knowing like what I'm capable of, never really testing myself and seeing what I can do. Now, I have like shared this quote with so many different people, and I come back to it all the time, but I heard another quote that was referencing the man in the arena that shifted my mindset around this recently. Because the thing is, when you hear this quote, it's called the man in the arena, and that implies like that there's one, like you are the only person in the arena. And I think what I've realized is it's good to have that perspective of like, I'd rather be in the arena than in the stands, but it can actually be isolating. And so I think in my own way, having this thought of like myself being in the arena by myself is actually creating some of those thoughts of, well, like, I feel like I'm doing it on my own. I feel like nobody really understands me. Those types of thoughts that you might be feeling right now in your profession or in your career. And so the quote that I want to get into that shifted my mindset comes from a Brené Brown book, which she calls Daring Greatly. And that Daring Greatly book is all about vulnerability. It's all about courage, and it's all about reinterpreting the way that we see some of those things. And the title of the book is called Daring Greatly, which is based off of this quote. And here's what she said that really shifted my mindset. She goes, going back to Roosevelt's Man in the Arena speech, I also learned that the people who love me, the people I really depend on, were never the critics who were pointing at me while I stumbled. They weren't in the bleachers at all. They were with me in the arena, fighting for me and with me. Nothing has transformed my life more than realizing that it's a waste of time to evaluate my worthiness by weighing the reaction of the people in the stands. And the main thing from this is for you to realize that you aren't in this arena alone. If you are like really grinding in your career, if you're really grinding like in that daily like stressful job, you need to realize, yes, you're in the arena, but you're not in the arena alone. Like you're not going through it alone. And this is where, if you really believe that, this is where you start to look at, well, who are the people that are in the arena with me? Who are the people that love me no matter what, that are there pushing and fighting with me? And so I'm sharing this perspective and this mindset shift because this has been something that I have been thinking about, where it's like, I realize I'm not the only person that's pushing. The people around me, like my wife, my friends, my family, they are supporting me no matter what happens in my profession. And that gives me a lot of like peace. It gives me a lot of love, and it gives me a lot of courage to keep pursuing what I am trying to pursue. And so as I kind of bring it back to you, this is where you get to start to think about, number one, like, do you realize that you're not in the arena alone? Really like think about that. Now, the second thing is, if you realize that you're not in the arena alone, who is in the arena with me? Who are those people that love me, support me so much that they would be in the arena pushing and fighting with me? And my challenge for you today is to write down who those people are, just think about them and send them a message and just say thank you. Like, and just say thank you for being in the arena with me. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for loving me. I appreciate you. And like, I think that when you do that, when you make this shift of like, I'm not in the arena alone, when you realize like there's so many people that are supporting you and believe in you, it really makes you feel lighter. It makes you feel stronger. It makes you feel better to the point where you can just focus on the task at hand and perform and do what you do best. And that's really the challenge for today. But this is also a call to action. If you feel like you are that person who's in the arena and you do feel like you're alone, again, if you're in trading, if you're in sales, if you're in entrepreneurship, then send me a message either on Instagram, or you can comment on this video, and let's get in touch about ways that I can be in that arena with you, ways that I can support you with what you're doing, because I really believe in helping people become their best through optimizing their life, optimizing their habits, their mindset. So when it comes down to just doing what you do best, performing, you are fully optimized and able to do just that. So that's what I have for today. We'll talk to y'all soon.